Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Robert Cray in the background. Great blues man. Jeffrey Zabar is a pretty good blues man, too. He's our guest and our good friend, the author of many books on home-based business and teleworking. And he's a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. You'll see his byline all over the place. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always, always great to be with you, Jim. It's
good to have you back. I was telling the audience earlier that you're a pretty sharp guy when it comes to technology for small business, and it turns out that's what you'd like to talk about today.
Yeah, we have a few things as we head into our summer plans here. There'll be a little bit of traveling coming up, and I work from a home office, as we all well know, but there's no reason to be disconnected from home when you work from a home office. So there's a lot of different tools and tricks and technology that we can use that keep us connected without being without either A, breaking the bank, or B, feeling disconnected. You know, you can stay connected to your server, as the case may be, by just logging on remotely, but it's a matter of feeling that you're in a working office, because sometimes I'll do that. I, you know, try and open my laptop and work from the bed in a hotel room, and that's not quite get the same feeling. You know, it's a matter of really feeling part of the office, so you're at as close to peak productivity as you can be.
So what do we do about that?
Well, there's a couple things, and I'm working on an article right now for Skylights, which is the in-flight magazine for Spirit Air. And there's a couple tools that are going to come out in that article later this summer, early fall when it runs. One of the coolest things that I found is it's called a Wi-Fi finder. And, you know, many of us carry laptops, and those laptops have either external or internal Wi-Fi cards, essentially networking cards that allow it to connect wirelessly to networks. But the last thing you want to do is you're walking through a place, you walk into an establishment, or you're walking through, now down here, the entirety of Fort Lauderdale International Airport is Wi-Fi enabled. It's a hotspot, and it's free. But the last thing you want to do is, okay, am I in a hotspot? I'm not sure. Take out the laptop, power it up, wait the 30 seconds to 3 minutes for it to fully boot up, and then see if you have a hotspot, and then find out that you don't. A Wi-Fi finder, you just turn it on, and it'll show you the different Wi-Fi networks that may be available in your area.
It's a little handheld?
It's a little handheld, and you carry it in your briefcase, or you carry it in your laptop bag, and you open it up, turn it on, and it'll tell you, so you don't have to boot up your computer. Now, one other tip that somebody else told me as I'm doing some research for this story is he travels with his laptop because he's using it all the time. He travels with it in sort of suspend or hibernate mode, so if he doesn't have a Wi-Fi finder, so he's able to just power it up, and it's not using much electricity that way. He can more simply and quickly power it up to find it, but I thought the Wi-Fi finder was a pretty cool idea.
And who makes that?
Well, there's a couple of them out there. I know that I believe that the folks at Kensington make one, and there's a couple others. You know, I'll do a little research while we're off. I think Targus makes one as well.
Right.
So, you know what? If you do Wi-Fi finder as a Google search, of course, we know Google is next to godliness. So much closer than cleanliness if you're at least looking through that Philadelphia spelling book or whatever the thing was you spoke of. But it's if you just do a Google search out there, you can find what's up. And there's a lot of great tools like that that can help you do what you have to do.
Right. Well, now, so this is a little handheld. And what is it, about the size of a phone?
I mean, it's a little bit bigger than a cell phone. And, again, there's a numerous
different
devices.
So it's
bigger
than a cell phone, huh?
It's not to say.
The only reason I'm saying that is because, you know, after a while, you got a lot of stuff to carry around.
You got a lot, and that's a great point.
You got your BlackBerry. Now we got a Wi-Fi finder. You know, we got the computer. We got You know, in my case, when I'm traveling, I got my broadcast stuff. So
right.
You know, it gets you know, you got your digital camera, all that kind of stuff. After a while, it gets kind of bulky, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I think the key point there, and that's a great point, because you will find laptop bags. You know, now they make them on, well, they have for years, make them on wheels because they get too heavy. Even though your laptop may be getting smaller and the weight may be shrinking, you're still going to find yourself carrying a lot of stuff, and some of that other stuff may be adapters and cords and cables. You know, if you're in your hotel room, and say your hotel room has cabled broadband service, not say it's not Wi-Fi in the hotel room, but you actually have to run an Ethernet cable to the laptop. You know, what if it's only 6 feet and you do want to work from the bed, for example, and find comfort while you watch TV and prop it on a phone book or something like that. So you want to carry an extra, you know, length of say 10-foot internet or Ethernet cable or whatever the case may be. So it does. You need to decide what's important. You need to decide what you need.
You know, this is an interesting thing. This connectivity. You know, for a long time, you went to a hotel and maybe they didn't have broadband. Then when they did have broadband, it was $10 a day and
right.
$15 a day or whatever. And there's a whole, is it Wayport out there that has this available in hotels all over the country? You know,
right.
that was a whole business model for them.
Right.
But now people are giving away connectivity. It's
right.
free.
Right.
It's become like a public utility almost, like the air that you breathe. And look at how that's changed some of those business models. It's just an interesting thing to see. Another thing, Jeffrey, I think we should point out is the potential of not having security on those wireless connectivity.
Well, that's key. I mean, just because, and we spoke of this recently, and I did an article that's now posted to my website. Should people have any questions about it, but. Just because you can connect remotely or connect through a Wi-Fi connection, and especially connecting through a Wi-Fi connection as opposed to an Ethernet connection, running a cable into the back of your laptop while you're in a hotel room or some other location, is that people can hack their way back in. Even when you're sitting there not connected, but you got to make sure that your Wi-Fi, that your firewall is up, or that your Wi-Fi is disabled, that your wireless card is disabled, so that people can't find their way back into your computer whether you're online or not online. Obviously, if you're online, you have to keep your Wi-Fi up. But if you're not online, disable it, because people can hack their way in, and you may not know what's going on. And that's the most nefarious part of all this, the wireless world that we live in, is a lot of this stuff goes on without you even knowing. And so when we have these attacks via the Internet, these Internet service attacks and whatever the case may be, often they're done, as they'll say, through clones, where a computer will go out and sort of crawl the Internet and find unprotected
right.
computers online
right.
out there, and then turn them into drones or clones that then further the attack. And you have no idea.
Jeffrey, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, it's not just finding their way into your computer that you have to worry about. It's the signal that you're sending back and forth. That's also could
correct.
Be in danger. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget that if you go to the schedule link on the left side of our homepage, after we're off the air live, you can, within an hour or so, you can click on the names of each one of our guests and hear the archive of that interview all by itself. So that's a new feature we got up there. Hope you'll take advantage of that. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and our good friend Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right, and they can find out more about your books and all that there, can't they?
My books, as we've spoken before, the site is something that I take great prides and no pains in updating on a frequent basis. So we always put in new content up there, new ideas, some of the links and information out there. So we try and keep it pretty fresh.
All right, check that out. And Jeffrey, we were talking about Wi-Fi and how it's becoming ubiquitous out there, you know. Basically, you go to more and more hotels are making it available, and you can find it in, if not all over the airport, you can find it in some parts of an airport and that sort of thing. You go to an office, a friend's office, and they've got a hot spot. I've got a hot spot in my office here. But Jeffrey, it's not just the connectivity of somebody hacking into your computer that you have to worry about. When you're with Wi-Fi, when you're on Wi-Fi, it is possible for people to intercept what you're sending wirelessly between your machine and the router.
Right.
Between your computer and the router. And so, you know, whereas some nefarious person, as you indicated earlier, they wouldn't necessarily hang outside of my office or your office in the hopes that we would send something that they could do something with. But if they go to the airport, if they could go to a Starbucks or whatever, you know, wherever there would be a hotspot, if they could go to some cafe, some internet cafe somewhere where people would tend to congregate, and they could sit there and pick off whatever they wanted. That makes it for that kind of a thief, basically, that makes it a little higher percentage for them. And so there is, if you're going to do that a lot, there is security for that kind of a connection.
Well, there's a number of different things you should be doing. First off, if you are going out in public, for example, in this article I'm writing, where we do mention, for example, Wayport, but one of the tips that were given to me is, try not to, if you know you're going to be traveling and you can do a little research in advance, try and set up accounts before you leave so you're not transmitting credit card information and other information wirelessly while you're out on the road. The point being, there are people out there who what they call sniff. They're out there sniffing around, seeing what they can grab out of the air. So short of encrypting, which is what we're getting at, encrypting everything you send back and forth, and sometimes when you sign up for services, they may say they're secure, but, you know, there are pretty experienced hackers out there and thieves out there who can grab stuff out of thin air and grab very valuable information, stuff that you're sending, and again, they can break their way back into your computer and scour through your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can to stay protected. And in this world, you know, we find that the security, that the technology we have is a wonderful, wonderful productivity tool. For some, it's an anchor as well to hold us down and or at least, you know, keep us tethered to the office or chained to work. But by the same token, it heightens productivity, but you've got to do it smart and you've got to be safe and make sure that the data you transmit is encrypted if need be. You know, not everything needs to be so. And you take pains to protect what information you're going to be sending back and forth.
Well, just imagine that that you're walking through an airport, and you know you don't want everybody in the airport to know all of your business, but if you're in an airport or somewhere else, and you open your computer up and you connect wirelessly. There are some people who can know your business, and so you just got to take those kind of precautions. You wouldn't walk around with your briefcase open to your most sensitive data and letting anybody see, you know, what you're working on. And so you got to do the same thing with your electronics. Jeffrey, one other thing. Are you noticing an increase in spam activity I won't say spyware, but potential spyware, that kind of thing, and also phishing? Are you seeing an increase in that?
Well, I'm seeing phishing has leveled off for me, at least. I got one yesterday that was supposedly from a bank.
Remind us what phishing is.
Phishing is when an organization, when a thief, we'll call them thieves, when a thief or would-be thief sends email out there saying, we're from ABC Bank. Whether you're a member of ABC Bank or not, they send it out there because they're sending it to thousands or even millions of people. We've instituted new policies. We need you to update your information.
Right.
Please click here and enter your account information. And that's phishing. They spell it with a PH, but they're really on a phishing expedition to find out if you will give them the information you're looking for. You'll see it. Yesterday I got one from LaSalle Bank. Now, I'm not a member of LaSalle Bank, but if I were, I might say, my brother got one recently from his internet service provider, or so he thought.
It was just a coincidence. I'm getting them from PayPal and eBay. And
I got it from PayPal.
They can be very coincidental. But anyway, I'm seeing an increase in that kind of thing. And so, folks, please pay attention. Please be smart online. The online capability is an incredible resource for all of us, but you have to be careful. Just like you have to drive defensively when you're in your car, right, Jeff?
Exactly.
Thank you for being here. We got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thank you, Jeff.
Always great. Thanks,
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back, though, right after these messages. Floyd Hertz is going to be with us on the other side of these messages. Don't forget to buckle your seatbelt. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.